Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Saints training camp is here. We'll have all the coverage for you at WWL.com. Just the rookies right now. Everybody else reports next Thursday. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, WWL.com, radio.com app. Which Saints rookie are you most excited to watch this season? You tell us. We'll keep an eye on those results as the show goes on. Steve Court coming into the show now at Saint60 on Twitter, former Saints offensive lineman and co-host with yours truly on Saints Game Days, fans' first take during football season. Steve, here we go, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good evening to you, Seth. How you been, buddy?
Yeah, I've been really good. Got back from vacation. I'm raring to go, man. I got a question on my show last night that I thought was perfect for you. Somebody asked, hey, what's the differences between regular training camp and what the rookies go through now after this new CBA? And I said, well, frankly, I just don't know all the intricacies and details. And I thought, well, maybe you would. Look, the closest I got to playing NFL football was when I created myself in Madden, I think. So, Steve, what are the rookies going through that's maybe different for from the veterans next week?
Well, look, not a whole lot. And I'll tell you this, why. Because typically the mini camps that we've had the personnel in there that that we're having in training camp that are there. So everybody's pretty much acclimated to, where the facilities are, what that's all about, and, who your coach is and all that kind of stuff. So really the things that you are concerned with now is really sort of expanding on their knowledge of what, specifically, hey, defensively, and what am I doing in all these different defenses and these different calls and things like that. And then offensively, it's the same thing, what are these typically plays, these running plays and these pass plays, and typically, how are those going to pan out? So it's really just more practice on stuff that you've already practiced on. But what they do is they get the advantage of sort of having the ability to sort of get the additional reps without having any of their veterans there. So there's they're getting all the reps. So that's really the most important part, is the fact that they're getting all of the majority of the time.
One of the Saints players was on the did not report list. I've already gotten text about that. Oh, did he really not just show up? Is that what happened, Steve, with that? Or is that a little more nuanced than he just didn't show up?
Yeah, that could be different. But at the same time, it typically is. It's basically saying that for some reason the guy didn't report, whether it was something that they knew about or something they didn't know about, but they have to be accountable for when their guys are all there. And if they're there and where they're supposed to be, then they can't do that. But if they say, hey, he didn't report to camp, then he didn't report to camp.
Yeah, that was defensive end Carl Granderson, the rookie, placed on that reserve did not report list earlier today. Hope that answers the questions. Yeah. Couple of texts that we were getting in there. Eric McCoy's going through this now, and this, Steve, we talked about it a lot. This is a massive camp for him and really the team.
Well, look, this is going to be critical for this football season. This really is, because, for that one reason, I think Mike Tillier just basically said it last week. I think I remember hearing a show last week where they were talking about, look, it changes the betting line in Las Vegas when the starting center is out. So that gives you an idea of how important that position is and the proclivity of having somebody there that is able to sort of take the reins and be at that position in a starting capacity. Now, the good part about it is the Saints have a number of young guys and that have been there with the system. Cameron Tom has been there for the last few years, so he knows these plays inside out and backwards. And he's been there, and he's been in situations before. And look, he's still there for a reason. Okay, and McCoy has come in, and he had a great college career, make no question about it. Anytime you can come in as a four-year starter from the day you get there until the day you leave, and you play all those games and really don't miss anything, and then play at that good level against pretty good competition, the best that college football can throw at you, and pretty much excel, that's a good thing. But at the same time, Seth, this is that's college football. And what he did was he beat up defensive linemen for college football. So I did try to tell him and explain to him that there's going to be some guys that won't even make the squad that are going to be the best defensive line that he's ever gone against.
Hey, how many? Go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just saying, once they get gear on, we're going to be able to tell a whole lot more about, offensive and defensive line play, because you can only do really so much when everybody's running around out there in their underwear. So until they kind of begin to get the gear on to be able to sort of do things you have to do to be able to, you know, prove that you're a blocker, and prove that you've got good technique, prove that you're a guy that can rush the passer, all those types of things really don't come into light until the gear gets on.
Yeah. This offense looked a little bit different last year, a little more horizontal with Taysom Hill and Alvin Kamara in his second year. Do we expect that transformation with Drew getting a little bit older to continue, where this offense is going to look even more different than it did last year?
You know, I don't think it's going to look as much. I don't think it's going to look different, Seth. I think it's going to be, and I don't think it has really much to do with whether Drew's getting older or not. I just think the fact that we've got guys that are, look, that's part of this game that Sean plays, and he plays it so well. When you've got pieces of your offense that are different, that defensive coordinators that have to now account for that, and they have to practice those during the week, and they that just creates a lot of time and space. And then what it does, it gives you so many different options. You just don't know what the Saints are going to do every week, and you know how creative they get. They come up with something new every week that they haven't seen before. There'll be some stuff that they come up with this year that they haven't put on tape yet. And I think that's going to be that's the fun part of it, when they know that, okay, number seven comes in, but hey, Drew's still in there. You know, what are they going to do with this guy now? I mean, you know, so it creates so many different problems. So those are the ones that they kind of say, hey, the defensive coordinators are like, man, this guy is a pain in the ass, because there's so many different things that we have to do here with this offense.
Yep, Steve Cordae, I got to leave it there. Hard break, bud. But look, I'll see you at training camp next week.
Have a great one, buddy. Bye.
All right, Steve Cordae, there he goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.